This is Degaris Masculist Nectar Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and Mgtao, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 19, entitled The Politics of Baby Calculus, Making 12th Grade Calculus Compulsory for High School Seniors. Description. This in-your-face flyer proposes making 12th grade calculus and a science compulsory for high school seniors to ensure that they can become FIPS as adults and not parasite on another person. Flyer itself. Politics of the baby calculus. Making 12th grade calculus compulsory for high school seniors. Why do most governments around the world make schooling compulsory for all its children? To give them the knowledge and skills so that they can contribute to the modern economy. Someone who cannot read, who cannot do basic arithmetic, nor write reports, is virtually unemployable and hence a burden to a welfare state government. The idea behind baby calculus employs similar logic and is a masculist idea. 12th graders need to study calculus and the sciences so that they can be FIPS as adults. 12th grade calculus and one of the sciences in the senior year of high school should be made compulsory, so that students entering university have the prerequisites to enter a FIP department, that is, a university department that teaches one of the professions or one of the techs. For example, for the professions, medicine, dentistry, law, architecture, veterinary science, optometry, etc. Or for the techs, engineering, physics, math, chemistry, computer science, geology, etc. These FIP departments teach valuable skills that will allow their graduates to earn good money and hence become FIPs, financially independent persons, able to afford their own apartment, car, overseas vacations, etc. The opposite of FIP departments are what the masses call fluffy crap departments. For example, psychology, sociology, anthropology, history, philosophy, women's studies, English literature, foreign languages, etc., which the economy values much less and pays much less for those students, mostly females, who study these, in quotes, worthless majors, are destined to become fluffies in their 30s because they will not have the skills and earning power to afford to buy their own apartment, car, overseas vacations, etc. So in typical fluffy style, they will look around for some robot male, simp, manslave, to parasite upon, and persuade him via her vagina to pay for the house so that she can raise her kids in it. The toxicity of the divorce courts and the growing war between the sexes, in which in the US a third of married women will financially massacre their husbands in the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, has made young men conscious that to marry is to accept a one chance in three or four of being financially slaughtered. So unsurprisingly, they reject marriage and having kids. So there will be no robot males to pay for fluffy, parasitic, intellectually lazy women to live in a house that he pays for. Fluffies are dying out. Fluffies are seen increasingly by men and some women as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin. Fluffydom is manslavery. Manslavery is slavery. And slavery is a war issue. The Maskers and Mgtaos are at war against fluffies, refusing to pay for them. They think, I'm not going to be a manslave to some fucking fluffy parasite. They can rot on the shelf to extinction. I have a hatred of fluffies. They deserve the punishment they are getting from men. I hope they die out fast or convert to FIPism. You know, fipping up to FIP. Because if they don't, society will ostracize them to an ever-growing extent. Fluffies are criminals in my eyes and should be shunned as such. The problem with fluffies is that they are generated at high school, so the Maskers and Mgtaos need to make a special effort to change the consciousness of high school females, that if they don't plan to become FIPs by studying FIP majors, then they will pay a very heavy price, in capitals, namely not getting a man, and especially not having a baby. With the fluffy feminist-dominated gender laws, the fluffy feminists are not only shooting their own foot, they're shooting off their own legs, the short-sighted fools. Men are now so wary of sexing women and risking getting them pregnant that there is a real sexodus going on. Women increasingly will have very difficult time in even getting sperm to become pregnant, especially from high-quality males. So hopefully, the experience of fluffy women in their 30s and older who have been left on the shelf to rot by men, who have rejected them as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin, will filter down to the high school girls and scare them and motivate them to become phips. As maskless, and to a much smaller extent, the MGTOWs, who are largely politically useless concerning gender politics, persuade the media and schools and universities and society in general that both sexes need to be socialized equally to become phips in a phip society, then high school women will feel the enormous moral pressure on them to study hard and take phip majors, that is 12th grade calculus and the sciences, so that they are not precluded at university from entering a phip department because they do not have the necessary prerequisites from high school. Masculism and MGTOW consciousness needs to be very strong in high schools so that high school males can morally pressure high school females to study phip majors. We need to see millions of young males saying such things to high school fluffies. So you're a fluffy, a parasite, you fat lazy bitch. You're as intellectually lazy as you're physically lazy, you fat innumerate. Get off your fat lazy bum and make the effort to study the hard subjects that will make you a phip adult so you don't parasite of some dumb robot male schmuck. You disgust me. You deserve your fate, you dumb, stupid, parasitic, immoral bitch. You just expect that some robot male will come along who will pay for you to have kids in a middle class house that he pays for just because you give him a bit of cunt from time to time. Well, you fluffy bitch, the supply of such dumb uninformed robot males, that is manslaves, is drying up. Men are waking up in droves and refuse to be manslaves to parasitic vermin like you. Go away and die, you pathetic excuse for a human being. Get out of my sight! This kind of attitude we need to see in high schools, coming from the male students and the teachers as well, and from the media and movies. The movies follow the money, so if the Jews in Hollywood sense that society is shifting more and more towards masculine and MGTOW thinking, as it obviously is, given that 70% of young men in the US under 35 refuse to marry and have kids, then these Hollywood directors will put these masculine MGTOW values in their scripts, thus hastening the widespread acceptance of men's lib ideas. Now at Living, since writing this, I've become increasingly suspicious that the gender politicians have been actually bribed by Jewish banksters as a means for the Jewish banksters to fulfill their Talmudic prophecy of wiping out the goy. What an incredibly brilliant and simple way to wipe out the goy, and that is just to bribe a handful of gender politicians to make the divorce laws terribly prejudiced against men, which makes men then stop marrying women and stop having kids, and you wipe out the goy. Brilliant and simple. Anyway, back to the flyer. The masculists, who do most of the gender politicking for men, are increasingly conscious that the thrust of their ideology is to be aimed at the high schools rather than the universities, because by the time women enter university at 18, the fluffy damage has already been done. Two-thirds of female university students study fluffy crap. They could not do otherwise, because they made the decision to become fluffies at high school, at 16. So it's critical that the masculine theorists and activists concentrate their efforts on the high schools, as well as the media, universities, teachers, etc. The fluffy problem needs to be tackled at its roots, namely the high schools, which in concrete terms mean that 12th grade calculus and the sciences need to be made compulsory by state governments. If high school women still refuse to study these phip majors, then they should be made very conscious that they will pay a very heavy price, namely that they will become fluffies and hence will be rejected by men, by phip women and by society. They will then live miserable, lonely lives because they will be manless, loveless, sexless, babyless, and because they are fluffies, they will also be poor, and deservedly so. The lazy, immoral, parasitic, fluffy, manslaving bitches. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name, Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.